Bible tells us that we, the church, God's people, people who have been called out from the world, rescued from the world, that we are the custodians of truth. He tells us in verse number 15, and if you'll turn with me in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15. And Paul writes to Timothy, If I'm delayed, I'm writing these instructions so that you will know how the people ought to conduct themselves in God's household, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and foundation of the truth. And what you and I have to guard against is not letting the confusion of the world confuse us. Because it can look like, can't it? It can look like that God's kingdom isn't winning, doesn't it? It can look like sometimes God isn't in control. It can look like sometimes we're losing. If you look out what's going on the international scene and on the national scene, and then sometimes when we look at our own lives and we look at our own families, at the sorrow and the suffering and the difficulties, it can look like God is not in control. And that's why we do what we do here on Monday nights, is to remind ourselves, so we fix our eyes here and we fix our thoughts here, so that we can remember what reality is. And the reality is God is very much in control. God is very much on the throne. And He's building His church. He's building His kingdom through you and through me. The Bible says that we are a chosen people. We are a royal priesthood. That we are a holy nation. A people belonging to God. To declare the praises of Him who has called us out of darkness and into His wonderful. And so tonight I want to ask you, what are you doing with the confusion? How are you conducting yourselves in the church of the living God? And is He living inside of you? Is He living with you? And are you living your life in such a way that the world can see that you have a personal relationship with the living God who is on the throne and in control and building us into a spiritual house of living stones, meaning He's present with us, always communicating with us, always communicating to us, giving us directions, revealing His heart and His mind to us, telling us what He thinks about things. We don't have to wonder what God thinks. He's told us what He thinks, and so that's why it's a blessing to be here with you tonight.